This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Especially if you've had some experience at one of these recent town hall meetings. At least that's what they are originally being called, to basically allow the supporters of more government-run health care to propagandize people and to supposedly answer questions. But it turns out that's just not how these are ending up. They were advertised as one thing, and then when you actually show up, you find out it's something completely different. And there's a range of things that have been happening around the country. We told you last hour about Tampa Bay, where fights broke out, or at least one fight broke out. People were getting very rowdy, banging on doors, banging on windows, because they weren't allowed actually in to experience this town hall meeting. Apparently, they filled up the chairs, and that was enough. So they locked those folks out. They wouldn't even let them stand and listen through an open doorway in the hall. They decided to close the doors, which, of course, just erupted even more anger and more conflict. And there have been other stories like that from around the country. Here in New Hampshire, things have been a little more subdued in that there haven't been angry, chanting, yelling protesters that I've seen, at least yet. And certainly not all the video footage has come out from these, and they've been happening on different days. So I think they've just started. I'm not sure exactly how long they've been going on, but I get the feeling that they're just kind of getting the ball rolling on this. I could be wrong about that. If you know more, please correct me at 800-259-9231. But up in Grafton, New Hampshire, a town of about, what, 1,500 people, maybe? Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com showed up with his video camera to ask some journalistic questions, because he's a journalist, about the government health care plan, which was the purpose of the so-called town meeting that they'd invited people to anyway. Well, the lady that was running it, her name's Pam Slack. She's one of the city councilors from here in Keene, New Hampshire, working apparently also as a federal government bureaucrat for Senator Gene Shaheen. So collecting a paycheck from the city of Keene as a Keene city councilor, and
that's
collecting
a very small paycheck.
Whatever. You know, she's getting it wherever she can, and collecting a paycheck from the federal
politician.
Well, she's a bureaucrat here if she's working for Senator Gene Shaheen as a representative of the senator. Because they, even though they advertised the event that the office of Senator Gene Shaheen will be in Grafton, that kind of misled people to believe that that meant that the Senator Gene Shaheen would be in Grafton. But in point of fact, it's just anybody that's her underling can go as the office of Gene Shaheen. So they shut out the protesters, they shut out questions, they started taking people one at a time. Instead of allowing everybody to come in and sit into what is normally considered a town hall meeting where people sit around and they get to hear from a speaker and they ask questions.
Well, that's what they're used to around here.
In New Hampshire,
right.
Yes.
We actually have town hall meetings here in New Hampshire.
Right.
And
so you don't get to call it a town hall meeting and then do it like this, which is what they did. Was they told everybody to stand outside, wait in a line, and they would let people in one at a time to sit down with this woman, Pam Slack, and ask her questions. So that's where that kind of came to a close. At least I've only seen two of Dave's four videos so far because he only put them out. So, Dave, hurry up and put them online at RidleyReport.com so we can see the rest. But there's going to be more video footage coming out from what happened here in Keene today. Sam Dodson from ObscureTruth.com and I both went down to the Keene City Hall to see what was going on here in Keene. We figured there was going to be another town hall meeting. And I thought, Keene City Hall, there's not a lot of room for a big meeting there. I was wondering if they were going to have it in some sort of meeting room, maybe up on the city's offices. And so I went up looking around for it. I went up to the second floor where there was, that's where all the district court shenanigans go on, where people get arrested for holding video cameras and things like that. And I asked the court bailiffs if they knew that there was some kind of meeting happening up on that floor, and they said they had no idea. So I went up to the third floor, which is where all the city offices are, most all of them. And I asked the lady there, and she said it's going on the second floor. So I went down again to the second floor, and sure enough, it was happening not in the district court side of the building, but there's other offices that are kind of back off in the back. And so I went back in there, and there's one office with a door that's kind of propped open. You can see light coming out from in there and some voices. And so I pushed open the door. Sam's with me. I pushed open the door. I said, "Is this a public meeting?" And they said, "No, and you need to get out." And so, I backed off. I figured, okay, private meeting in this particular location, whatever. I backed off. And that's when we called Shaheen's office, Senator Gene Shaheen's office, to find out, aren't these public meetings? Weren't they advertised as such? people heard on the radio that they heard that this woman, Jean Shaheen, was going to come to these meetings and actually speak there. And so people were given the impression there was a couple folks out there, a couple ladies that were waiting to talk to somebody about the health care issue. They were under the impression they were going to get to see Senator Jean Shaheen, but she was nowhere to be found. It was just one of her underlings. And so there was definitely some misrepresentation of what was going on. And so Pam Slack, this city councilor, this underling for Jean Shaheen, was in that room with two guys. They come out of the room. Sam and I have our video cameras rolling, I think, at this point. I know I definitely had mine. And the two guys were very upset at us for interrupting their private session. Well, number one, the door was open. Number two, we were told this was going to be a public meeting. And that's all I went in there to ask was, is this a public meeting, not to interrupt your little powwow? Now, these guys were dressed very professionally, and so it leads me to believe they're probably also bureaucrats that were working together with this lady on something. I don't know what it was because we didn't hear their conversation. But then this Pam Slack lady takes the woman who is sitting there with a story to tell into her office, and she makes it very clear to us that we are not to go in there, that these are private one-on-one sessions, and that she would see one of us next. Okay, fine. So we wait around for a little bit, and then some of the other activists started showing up. So we walked out for a little while, and we went down to meet some of them, and we came upstairs again. By that time, another lady was sitting there waiting to get in. So obviously she'd kind of taken our place in line, so she was going to be next. And she started asking us questions about being free staters and liberty activists here in New Hampshire. And she was pretty friendly toward us. She said she believes in smaller government, but she believes there should be some structure to things. So kind of in your camp, Mark, a small government minarchist lady. And so she wasn't there to tell some sob story to the government bureaucrat. She was there to ask some questions, and she had some honest questions. We asked her if she wanted us to come in there with her. She said no. But later, there was a lady that showed up that did want us to come in with her. But by that time, Pam Slack had called off the meeting, which was supposed to be a two-hour-long session from 10 a.m. to noon. She called off the meeting after Brooke from the Freedom Ride showed up and went in and started asking questions that she didn't want to answer. So we had Brooke on the show a few days ago calling us to let us know about the Freedom Ride. She showed up in Keene with her partner Kat today. We probably had a good 10 activists in the hallway outside this meeting at this point, waiting for this Pam Slack lady to come out from the meeting to take somebody else in there. Now, we figured if somebody wanted to have more than one person in there, shouldn't be a problem. This lady wanted nothing to do with that whatsoever. So Brooke reluctantly agreed to go in one-on-one with Pam Slack. A few moments later, this is what happened.
She doesn't want to answer my questions.
Okay, were you going to answer my questions, Pam? Where are you going?
She won't answer my questions.
You're done?
Yeah.
You're done? This is going till noon, I thought. Huh, there are all these people here with questions, Pam. What's going on?
That is just a brief excerpt. I haven't had a chance to really cut the audio out from all of the footage that we got today. But she storms out of the office and walks out of the room completely, saying she wasn't going to answer Brooke's questions. Brooke went in there one-on-one, just like Pam Slack wanted her to do, had some apparently tough questions. I don't even know what they were, but the woman storms out of the room. This is how she treats constituents, right?
This is how they're going to treat people that get on the government health care system, too.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to do anything for you.
Nope.
They are not accountable.
Not
your government is not accountable.
So this continued to go on. She ended up coming back because she'd left her laptop and stuff like that in there. And by that point, Sam had actually gone in and set up his tripod in the office. So when she came back to the office, he was already in there waiting for her, which made for an interesting moment. She grabs her stuff. She goes and leaves and runs upstairs to the city offices. Well, at this point, the other woman I told you about, who actually did want us to kind of accompany her into this questioning session, into this private session, she shows up, and she's telling us she took the day off to come here and meet with this woman. She figured this was going to be, number one, a meeting with the senator. It wasn't. And number two, that she would be able to actually meet with somebody. So she took the entire afternoon off from her job to show up, and she was not able to meet with this lady, even when we made it clear to her that she wasn't one of us and that she wasn't an activist or anything like that. This Slack lady would not meet with this woman. It's amazing just how they're treating people. 800-259-9231. I'm sure Sam is diligently working right now on getting a video of some of this stuff out. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
If you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Just a few more thoughts about what has happened here in New Hampshire and maybe happening across the country. We know that there's a lot of uproar about the government health care program. and want to hear from you if you've been to one of the, if you managed to get inside one of these very exclusive so-called town hall meetings where they've
even if you didn't get inside, we'd like to hear what your experience is.
Right. They've basically been letting their constituents in, meaning the people that already agree with them, are allowed to come into the meetings, and everybody else is forced to stay outside. And there have been things going on here in New Hampshire around that. I want to get back into it here in a moment. But first, I want to invite you here. If you found out that the best liberty activists from around the world are moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes, would you want to join them? Well, it's happening, and you can be a part of it. Just join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. That is if you want to be around hundreds and soon thousands of like-minded, liberty-loving people who are actually willing to take action to achieve freedom in their lifetimes. Freestateproject.org. And that's what we're talking about today as liberty activists converged upon the Keene, New Hampshire City Hall for what was purported to be a town hall meeting with someone from the office of Gene Shaheen, one of the state senators here in New Hampshire. Turns out Gene Shaheen was nowhere around, even though it kind of sounded like she might have been there. It was advertised on the radio as though she would be. And she wasn't there, but one of her underlings was. And the underling had no interest in meeting with people. She wanted to meet with people one-on-one, people who wanted to basically tell her a sob story about how awful the insurance companies are. And
right.
Trust me, I don't think this healthcare situation we have today is very good. I think it's awful, but I think the government is going to make it worse, and it's the government why it's so bad today. Anyway,
right. It seems clear that the people running the country, the Democrats currently in their ivory tower, really believe that the vast majority of Americans have so many health care problems that they're just going to come out in droves and support this in town hall meetings. And it's obviously that wasn't the case. But it's also clear that they must have had another purpose. And that other purpose was to find a few people that they could gather up so they could show them in front of Congress, look at these poor people and their mm-hmm. sad, sad story.
Exactly.
And, no doubt, there are people out there with sad, sad stories. I would actually say that the vast majority of the reason for these people's sad story is for government intervention up until this point. And it's been involved in healthcare for years. So, you know, the government can't just shed the blame of healthcare at this point. It bears much of the burden. But they just want to show these people, look, you've got to give us, we have to have socialized health care because this person's mama died and the insurance company, whatever it is that they say. It'll be sad, no doubt, and it is sad.
Oh, yeah.
But, they're looking for these people so they can show them around.
Well,
this is very motivating.
They managed to piss them off today by, number one, not actually bringing the senator herself to the meeting, and number two, closing the damn meeting early because there were a handful of activists there that wanted to ask some tough questions. This woman, Pam Slack, one of the Keene City councilors, who is a bit of a see you next Tuesday, she walks out of the office as Brooke from the Freedom Ride was asking her too many questions she didn't want to answer. She walks out and shuts down the meeting for the next hour. So apparently the meeting that was going to be from 10 to noon was from 10 to 11, and she got to meet with all of three people, I think, within that period of time. So this other woman shows up who took the day off to meet with this lady, canceled her appointments to come out and meet and have some questions answered or talk to her about the healthcare issue. She was not one of us. She was not one of the activists. She was just a constituent who was there on her own volition. And Pam Slack didn't want to hear any of it. She didn't want to. She had been set off at this point and had just walked out the door. But before she walked out, she called the cops. She phones the police department. Keene Police sends down two police units to the building to protect Pam Slack from a bunch of activists who are not dangerous. They know that we're peaceful people. The activists around here have not gotten violent in any way, shape, or form. But this woman is so intimidated by the fact that we're around her with video cameras and trying to engage her in conversation, she goes to the police. So two cops show up, and even though they admit that they'd rather be doing something else, they admit that on camera, they won't leave until she leaves. So these cops, two of them, now there aren't a whole lot of cops on duty in Keene, New Hampshire on any given day. So I would say we had probably 50% of the squad. So two cops stand there and hover around the entire situation. They didn't threaten any activists or anything like that. They weren't going after us, but they were just there monitoring what was happening. They stood there for an entire half an hour while this woman came and went from the office doing who knows what. She goes in there, locks herself in for 10 minutes, comes out later, finally decides to leave the building. The cops escort her out of the building, and they spent at least a half an hour of police resources with two police officers on protecting this woman from absolutely nothing but questions and video cameras.
Do you think you'd get that as the average individual?
No, I don't think so.
Nope, and that's just how it is.
Them and us.
Yep, it's just like the Politburo members riding around in their Volgas while the rest of Russia trudges around in the snow.
So you'll see more of this when Sam's video's out.
The police are there to protect and serve the state. You know, I know these guys really want to be there to protect and serve the individuals, but that is not how they are allocated.
They certainly didn't seem free to leave, those cops. They only left after she did. So that's basically the rundown of my recollection of what happened today. There were a lot of activists there, and that's just what happens here in New Hampshire. You can put a phone call out while something's happening. I put that Pork 411 out, which is a little service we have where you call a number and the message is delivered via email and to smartphones to hundreds of people. I put that call out 10 minutes into this event starting. And it took them a little while to get the message, but by 11 o'clock, we had a good amount of activists in that room. So another activism success today here in New Hampshire. Of course, it's going to be a wonderful video. We've got footage that's, I'm sure, being edited together right now that you'll be able to see some of this stuff. This woman is outrageous. She's so mean. She's so nasty. And she's got a nasty voice to go along with it. The most nasally, nasty, bitchy voice you'll probably ever hear. So look forward to that. We'll announce it when it comes up here, and we'll take your calls about what you want. Have you been to one of these town hall meetings? Have you experienced what it's been like? There were fights breaking out in Tampa. They shut them down here in New Hampshire. They changed the format completely because a few people with video cameras and questions, tough questions, showed up. We're going to go to your phone calls. Let's go to Steve in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Steve.
Hi, Ian Amar. I was talking to your screener, and I heard earlier, Ian, where you were talking about the protesters outside and they were banging on the windows, and there weren't enough people, and this representative, female representative, was talking about health care and so on and so forth. And,
yeah.
And then you mentioned it, and it says, oh, well, you know, Glenn Beck. And I think, okay, well, Glenn Beck was the instigator. I mean, is there any proof to back that up? Did Glenn Beck say, she's going to be here, you need to be here at this time, blah, blah, blah?
I think what the article said was that Glenn Beck had promoted some sort of group that was promoting this, so I don't know if he specifically said anything, but who cares?
Well, the point is now that name's out, and he is looking like an instigator, and without even backing it up with proof or anything like that.
Oh, hey, good. That's good for Glenn Beck. I wish it was our name.
I wish they would be saying that Free Talk Live instigated this.
I'll bring you back here, Steve, if you got more to say. Hang on. 800-259-9231. Actually, that reminds me of an interesting part of the story that I forgot to relay about the Ridley Report. They know who he is now down in Washington, D.C. We'll explain here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Detoxify. You are constantly reminded how important Detoxify is to cleanse your body of dangerous toxins. You are also being reminded that it's important to detoxify safely, and not all products will provide safe and effective results. It's time to clear the air and clear your body with safe and effective Keeler Max. With the help of Nutriodine, Keeler Max will help your body to remove heavy metals, toxins, and chemicals. The liquid zeolite formula, Humic, helps to remove chemicals, toxins, and fluoride, bromine, and chloride. Add Malignablock to stimulate these to detox and anti-cancer protection. Green Tea Supreme to bind ionic toxins and protecting DNA and membranes. And Nutritrala to recycle all fat and water-soluble antioxidant cellular protection enzymes and molecules. Keeler Max and Dr. Bill's Oral Detox is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're yours free at freetalklive.com.
AudiblePodcast.com offers over 60,000 downloadable audiobooks, magazines, and radio shows for your iPod or MP3 player. You can try them out by downloading a free audiobook today. These are unabridged audiobooks. This isn't 3 or 4 hours of audio. In some cases, it's 50 and 60 hours of audio. AudiblePodcast.com/FTL to try out a free one. That's AudiblePodcast.com/FTL.
All right. We're going to go back to Steve in South Carolina. I believe he is still with us. We've been talking about these town hall meetings that have been happening all across the country, which they've been shutting down. They've been shutting people out. They've been preventing people with tough questions and video cameras from coming in and participating in these things. Here in New Hampshire, they completely changed the format to what was a town hall meeting to something that was a one-on-one with constituents thing, where only certain constituents were allowed in to ask questions. So, Steve, your thoughts. What else did you want to add to this?
Thank you. And, Julie, I'm sorry I didn't address you earlier.
She wasn't here until now, so that's okay.
Okay. It's a ruse. To me, the whole thing's a ruse. It's staged. You know, like you said, they pinpoint who they want, they allow who they want, and then they push away who they don't want. Point out Glenn Beck as an instigator, from my point of view, looking outside the box, means that the majority of these people that are showing up at these rallies are somewhat educated. They do care, and they are concerned.
Yes.
But like you said, they're cherry-picked. So the thing is, it's like, well, what we need to do is we need to we need to come up with a bad person, a scapegoat, if you will. So they're just, I mean, they may be planting people there. And when the media comes up and says, hey, we got you all riled up. Oh, Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, whatever the case may be.
That's a much more mild version of what they could do, and that is plant somebody to really start things, to really stir up some violence. That's what the police have been known for in many instances of protesters. They'll infiltrate with one of their own, an unmarked, you know, cop, basically, an out-of-uniform cop in plainclothes, and he'll go in and start agitating for violence or throw a beer bottle or something like that, and then that'll maybe set somebody else off and give the police the excuse to come in and crack some heads. Doesn't seem like that's been happening, but it's a possibility, and it's a pretty disturbing one.
I agree. However, you know as well as I do that socialism and the Democratic Party use subversion, and subversion takes time. So when we started back in the 50s with the socialists teaching college classes and the teachers actually brainwashing these people and bringing them on and on and on, then, you know, what the best way to do something is little by little by little. And the change is so mild that people don't really notice it. And by the time it comes to fruition, they're thinking, oh, it's been this way all along. So, hey, you know.
You're right. And this is really an indicator. This the angry reaction from a lot of Americans to this government health care proposal is a real indicator of how this isn't exactly an incremental change. I mean, if I think you're absolutely right, Steve, that generally when the government goes and passes some new legislation, there's very little opposition to it. You don't see people filling rooms full of people spilling out into the hallways to debate changes to the education system at the federal level or any of these minor things that they're doing on a consistent basis that, you're right, is incrementing the tyranny up just little by little. This is a pretty big tyrannical jump, and so people are perceiving that, and they're getting active, and they're doing what they're being told to. They're doing what they're always telling us. They're telling us here in Keene, where there are a lot of outside-the-system civil disobedience activists, they always say the same thing. Well, if you don't like the system, you need to work within the system to change it. And it's just what I was talking about last night, about how whenever you actually try to work within the system to change the system, you find out that that's flipping impossible. These people are going to just express themselves, just going to ask questions, going to make a stand for their beliefs, and they're being shut out completely from the system and being shut out from the process, just like the Ron Paulites were shut out from the Republican Party conventions. These people are being shut out from these supposedly public town halls. You can't win in a system designed to perpetuate tyranny and statism.
I know that.
You know that because you ran for office.
Right, and I actually got a larger percentage of the vote than I ever expected to. So that was
about 23%?
Yeah,
something
it was 23%, I think.
What happened to you, Julia? Why were you so turned off?
I don't know. The entire process was pretty, just hanging out with all those fake people who were fake nice to me. Some of them would even say that to me.
The counselors,
like,
the city
basically
counselors.
I don't like you and I don't like what you believe in, but I'll be nice to you.
Mm-hmm.
It just, being around that was not pleasant.
And they of course were writing things about you on blogs and coming in and harassing you at your place of business when you were definitely not at your place of business to do politics.
I mean, you could really tell that this was it's a club for these people, and mm-hmm. they only let certain people in the club, or they only want to let certain people in the club, and they absolutely felt threatened by the fact that I had sort of crossed into their political realm, and they really didn't like it, and they all bound together to try to scare me away from it. And I mean, it worked in a sense, not that it was scary, but in that it was unpleasant enough for me never want to do it again.
Steve, any other thoughts for us tonight?
Yes, Julia made a very good point. You can only attack when it hasn't been put into law. Once it's been put into law and they tell you to live, you know, you go ahead and work through the system and change the system after it's already been implemented, it is a lost cause. The only time you can do it is before it gets implemented.
It's certainly easier that way.
How many laws get repealed? Or I don't know why that sounded funny. Repealed.
Yeah, that's right.
I put the emphasis on the wrong part of the word. It sounded funny after I said it. Sorry.
Didn't bother me. So you're asking how many laws have been repealed in general?
Ever. I mean, laws are on the books, old stupid laws that don't make sense anymore. They don't take those away.
No, they're busy making laws.
Yeah, putting new laws in.
Well, they call themselves lawmakers, so it just shows you right there where their viewpoint is and what their perspective is all about. They want to make laws, not erase them, not delete them. Steve, thank you for the call and the input tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. As I said before, I don't know how new these town hall meetings where they're propagandizing for the government-run healthcare system are. I feel like they're pretty brand new. So there may be one coming to your town soon. And I'm not sure how you find out about them. We found out through going to Senator Jean Shaheen's website, but she's a senator for the state of New Hampshire, so obviously that's not going to be good for anybody outside of the state of New Hampshire. I don't know if there's some central clearinghouse for this effort. I don't know if it's Obama's site. I don't know where you find this information. We found it last minute. It was not very well promoted, at least that I could see. So look, dig around. See if you can find out when this is happening near you. Get some of your friends together and go out to one of these things and see what it's like. Bring your video cameras and bring your tough questions and see how they treat you. And then call us and let us know what happens. All right, we're continuing here. Randy is in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Randy.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I have three comments. One about health care. I would recommend to anyone the Brid Thompson last weekend video, which I will email to you if I knew how to do it, where I believe a former lieutenant governor of New York called in and gives page and paragraph references to portions of the health care bill, which she equates to euthanasia.
Oh, dear.
Very specifically about senior citizens have to be counseled regularly about how they want to end their life in lieu of care.
The Obama campaign, the White House, has sent out an email on this to through change.org, and they've said that, you know, this is not true, and if you see people spreading emails about this, please send those emails to flag@whitehouse.gov. They want you to snitch on your neighbors for talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is a former state office holder in New York State who is giving page and paragraph reference. And one of the pages is 425, I recall.
There is some pretty disturbing stuff in this bill. It's huge, and you know that they're not going to read it. I know if you got more, hang on. We'll bring it back. 800-259-9231. Plus, the Ridley Report has made a splash in Washington, D.C. We'll tell you how we found out about this one a little bit later and take your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231.
In an instant, the world changed for Lieutenant General Michael O'Neill. His staff shot before his eyes. Arrested for war crimes, he now faces a short, one-sided trial. The boundaries blur, the chaos returns. Somebody is going to die. The long-awaited sequel to Hell's Fair, The Eye of the Storm, by New York Times best-selling author John Ringo, from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in, reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations across the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. You get perks too, like access to the AMP only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. Plus, as Mark mentioned earlier, and I should probably mention more often, he mentioned this earlier this week, that amplifiers get access to a special AMP only podcast that is essentially a pre-recorded commercial free version of the show. You're still going to hear us do our live reads when we get back into the show segments, but it's missing the ads that we put in our regular podcast. So you get a little extra perk. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the program and get on board. As we go back to Randy in Pennsylvania. Randy, you're back on Free Talk Live. We've been discussing in depth the issue of these government propaganda seminars that are going on all over the country, that are propagandizing people for the idea of more government-run health care, a more so government-run system. And your thoughts, go ahead and continue.
Well, my second comment I'd like to make would be about the your reference to the Ridley film where the guy has the deer in the headlights look when he says, would you participate in civil disobedience and so on?
Yes.
And I, there is no more anonymity in the process where you can participate as merely a citizen, because with the information age, they have a long, long arm. Mm-hmm. Now, I'd like to give you a real quick example. I was president on August 24th, 2004 at Jefferson High School at Hedgesville, West Virginia. And George Bush made a brief appearance there in a public high school athletic field, and he made a flip-through speech where he had a plastic-paged book, and he'd read a sentence or two, and then he flipped the page, or it must have been large block letters or something. But anyhow, he made some comment about weapons of mass destruction, which was very much passé by 2004. Mm-hmm. Some guy, an ordinary-looking guy standing near the front, said, tell the truth. Whereupon, these fat guys came out of nowhere and scooped him up and literally carried him out of the public school tax-supported grounds,
mm-hmm.
and put him under, turned him over to the police where he was held under arrest. And that's all he said. No expletives, no anything. And the local NBC affiliate, did a pretty good follow-up job with the guy. The guy was a draftsman working for a defense contractor-related firm, and he almost immediately lost his job. And he had stable employment before that.
Wow!
They put him on the no-fly list, and they apparently followed him around when he made job applications to try to get reemployed. And they had him on months later, and he still was unemployed. And I think he was with the previous firm for 9 years. So when you say to a guy, are you going to talk into a video camera about your plans for civil disobedience? I think there's a stealth secret police thing that we all suspect. If we don't know it, we suspect it. There's a KGB type thing that goes beyond all the normal process.
Hey, I realize, Randy, that they're scary people. I mean, the government people are frightening. They're dangerous. They've got cages. They've got guns. They're willing to put you into their cages. They're willing to point their guns at you. And I understand that the fear, and what you're suggesting is here that maybe this gentleman would do civil disobedience of some sort, but he didn't want to admit as such
on camera.
Maybe you're right about that. Maybe you're right about that. But
and the other comment I have, a very quick one. On NBC News, Brian Williams and the White House correspondent did everything but say right-wing conspiracy, vast right-wing conspiracy. They put more spin on those town meetings than I've ever seen them do. I mean, they blamed it all on Limbaugh and Nazi terminology and stuff like that, as though there was no righteous way a person would go to a town meeting and want to be admitted, unless they were a radical, conspiracy group member of some kind. And,
They really have been painting people with a broad brush. And of course, that's just how the government people think, is they think in groups. You know, it doesn't matter to them, if you're an individual. If you're seen as associating with certain other individuals, then you're just the same as them. And so that's why in a room full of a dozen activists here today, all of whom had legitimate questions they wanted to ask this woman who was supposedly representing the government health care plan, she refused to answer any of them. She refused to talk to any of those folks. When she brought one of them in her office, she asked some questions. She storms out. It's amazing. I thank you for the call tonight, and I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You know what? They actually put out a press release. Since he mentioned how they've been kind of bad-mouthing these activists that have been showing up at the town hall meetings, this press release came out yesterday from Jean Shaheen's office. Now, Jean Shaheen is one of the New Hampshire senators, and she had Dave Ridley from the Ridley Report and a few other protesters show up at a recent event in Grafton. Well, shortly after, they put this out. Hordes of organized protesters have been showing up at office hours hosted by staff members of U.S. Senator Jean Shaheen, intimidating people who had come to get help from the senator's office on personal issues. The protests have been organized by the New Hampshire Tea Party Coalition and other groups opposed to health care reform. Protesters were present at office hours held today in Grafton and yesterday in Hampstead. Now, they're calling them office hours here in this press release. And what that's suggesting is that there's apparently these representatives of the senator supposedly go and they hold office hours for a couple hours a week at various different cities around the state of New Hampshire. And that's what they're saying. They're saying all this was just another office hours. This wasn't a town hall meeting. We didn't send out any invitations that said that the office of Jean Shaheen will be in Grafton today. Come out and see them. This was just one of our regular office hours. And all these protesters showed up.
And, you know, by the way, Obama's coming to Portsmouth here to some high school, and they're going on Friday, and they're going to be, I'm sure there's going to be activists out there.
Oh, they're making plans already.
Yeah, it's going to be huge. And who knows how they're going to spend that? The fact is, hey, look, enough Americans don't want this crap that you shouldn't shove it down their throats.
Here's the rest of the press release from Shaheen's office. She said in her release, it's a disgrace for an organization to deliberately try to prevent people from getting help from their elected representatives. The people who come to my office for help are veterans needing assistance with the VA, senior citizens who need help with Social Security, and small business owners who are having trouble in our tough economy. New Hampshire citizens have a right to get the help they need from the federal government, and their rights have been trampled on.
I like the point about small business owners who are in trouble, because I could think of something off the top of my head that would make things a little easier for them.
Ending taxes?
Yeah. Sales tax. Well, if there was less rules and regulations as far as having to pay. Anyone who's actually run a business, and I don't work from a mom and pop type business, but mm-hmm. still, the amount of money that one has to give to the government is amazing.
It's what, $100 a day or something like
just
that?
Just in the sales tax, I guess there's technically no sales tax in New Hampshire, but there's this meal tax, and it just went up, and we give the state of New Hampshire almost like anywhere from $300 to $500 every single day.
Every day.
Every day.
And yours isn't the most busy store in the state.
No, not even close.
The regularly scheduled office hours, continues the press release, are a way for Shaheen's constituent service staff to get out into the community and be accessible to constituents with problems. These staff members are trained to help constituents navigate the federal government to get the help they need. They regularly travel across the state to meet with New Hampshire citizens in town halls and regional offices. Oh, see, they were just meeting with them in a town hall. They weren't holding a town hall where people were invited to come to, even though they sent out invitations. They weren't holding a town hall. They were just having private one-on-one office hours in the town hall. So you can understand where the confusion came in there, right?
Well, you know, obviously when they sent out these, they've been calling these town hall meetings. They've been doing it on the news, nationally and locally. The fact is, people have the expectation, and when you do not meet expectations, you are going to have some angry people. People did not get the expectations, you know, have their expectations met, and they're upset. They were upset that you're going to steal their money in order to pay for health care and, you know, destroy the health care as it is in this country, and they're upset that you didn't meet their expectations on top of that.
These are not town hall meetings, but rather office hours that we host in town halls across the state.
Never seen it before.
In order to make our caseworkers available to New Hampshire citizens who need help. I believe that they have that. There's a section on their website.
I need help from these people, and I'm a New Hampshire citizen.
Right, they don't want to answer your questions, Mark. Your questions are the wrong questions. You're not allowed to ask them. 800-259-9231. Now, they do have these office hours things. They're listed on their website, but it was my impression and the impression they gave through sending out invitations to this particular office hours that this was going to be an open-to-the-public event, and it wasn't. Hour 3's coming up.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.